Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph, Amud Beis, on the 11th line, Kidshe Bechupa. Kidshe Bechupa, Leif Levi Elen Kansaya. If you were Makadisha at the Chupa and not before, then there's no concern for having adultery during the Erusin. These fines don't apply, he may marry on any day. Amin. Rabbi Meitanya Avad Lebarte Kain. They say that Rabbi Meitanya did so to his daughter, means she married on a different day because the chasan was makadosh her at the chuppah. Adat Dublaza, Bemokam Shebate Dinim Yoshim Chol Yoim, should say Bemokam Shein Bate Dinim Yoshim Chol Ika Tinase Bechol Yoim. That's the correct gissa. The Gemara asked that according to Dublaza, in a place where Beis Din judges every day and in a place where Beis Din doesn't judge at all, she should marry any day. The answer is no, even in such places she marries on a Wednesday, lest the time of Wednesday be uprooted. But the Gemara asks, let the time of Wednesday be uprooted, since the reason doesn't apply. Afu isla ka dodatani ba kapoa omal mipnesha kosa bahen bocha. And the Gemara answers, even Reb Loza holds like the reason of ba kapoa, who taught that it's because bocha is written in the creation on these days. What the Gemara asks, why she should marry on a Sunday, and if he has a Tanis Basulim, he will go promptly to Beis Din on Monday. If the Bai Meimach Lelach as Manashuravi, one answer is that it's less the time of Wednesday be uprooted. If the Bai Meimach Adol the Tani Bakapor, the Bakapor Omer, Mipneshikosa Bahen Bocha. And the second answer is like Bakapor, who said it's because Bocha is written on these days. Shovin She'ena Nisis Loiber Shabbos. These both agree, though, that she may not marry on Erev Shabbos and not on Matzah Shabbos. Like Erev Shabbos and Pnei Kvod Shabbos, she may not marry on Erev Shabbos due to the honor of Shabbos, lest people not have time to prepare for Shabbos or come to be Mechal Shabbos. For Lebe Matzah Shabbos, Chevay Oymen B'Pnei HaTerech. And not on Matzah Shabbos, the first reason is that the Talmidim said it's due to toil, the Chacham wanted him to toil for the wedding meal, and he won't toil before Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mipnei Chvod Shabbos, and the second reason is Rabbi Yossi says it's due to Chvod Shabbos, means left amid preoccupation with the marriage, he will come to do Malacha to prepare for it before Shabbos ends. Masniza, Messiah Lechevaya, Mipnei Ma Amu Basula Nisos B'Yom HaRavi'i, Kedei She'Adam Maskin Srochav Gimel Yomim Ve'Chazeh. And we have a support for the Talmidim from Abaisa. Why do they say that a Basula is married on a Wednesday? Is in order that a man will prepare needs of the marriage 3 days, one after the other. Rabbi Abba, Bal Kayan, Amar Al Klemi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Acha B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov, Bal Idi, Osa, La Adam, Shesel Ares, Isha, Be'er Shabbos, Hadad, Amar, La Asis, Sudis, Erosin, Hal Ares, Yaris. Rabbi Abba Bar Koyen said to Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Acha said in the name of Yaakov Bar Idi that it's forbidden to be Mekadosh, to betroth the woman on Erev Shabbos, means due to, because he has to make a Sudas Erusin, that one may be Mekadosh without a Suda. Shmuel Amar Afila B'Tisha B'Av Ya'aris Shleik Adminu Acha. Shmuel says one may be Mekadosh even on Tisha B'Av, lest someone else be Mekadosh her before him. Rechal Vashid said to Shmuel, Taman Hu Amar, Elokim Moshe v'Yichid in Beisa v'Gomer v'Maznaim la'alois hema hevel yachad let you say v'achu amahachin. The Gemara asks that Shmuel contradicts himself. There he said the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Samaches pasuk Zayin says that God settles individuals to a home, and another pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Samach Beis pasuk Yud says, and it means literally, were they to be put on a scale together they would equal vanity. And this, in the Medrash, says it's referring to couples. So, in front of both these psukim, Hashem makes marriages, shidduchim, before a person is born. And here it says that we're worried that another person will mekadosh her before him. Rather, it's lest someone else merit to change the decree and be mekadosh her first through tefillah. And even if another person merits to be mekadosh her first through tefillah, he will not keep her, means he will die or divorce her, and she will eventually marry the one decreed for her. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Abo, Omar, Asa Ladun Dinei Mamonis Be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Chizkiya, quoting Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Abo, said it's forbidden to judge monetary cases on Erev Shabbos. V'ham Asnisa, Pliga, Lefikach, Ein Donim Le'Be'erev Shabbos, Le'Be'erev Yom Tov, din nefashis. We have a Mishnah, though, that seems to contradict that. Capital cases may be decided to convict only the next day, therefore we don't judge on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov capital cases. Ha din mamonis donim, and we can infer that we may judge monetary cases at these times. Matani v'chia kein donim din mamonis Erev Shabbos avaloi din nefashis. And another question, Rehiyah's Brifes explicitly says that we may judge monetary cases on Erev Shabbos, but not capital cases. Kam na halacha, kam na dvar Torah, and the Gemara answers, here Rechivkia teaches the practical halacha that is forbidden midrabbanon, and here the Mishnah and the Brifes teach Torah law that is permitted.